Welcome. You're listening to the Lingo Podcast. My name is VJ Williams here with my friend and pastor, Kevin Jack. Thank you for joining us and taking time out of your day to become a better leader. If you're new, welcome. We release a new episode every Wednesday. Easiest way to remember is to download on your favorite podcast platform. Hit the subscribe button. Also share this with a friend on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, all the grams. Also, please rate and review on Apple Podcasts. You won't believe how that helps get this podcast in the hands of so many more leaders just like you, trying to get better like us. And visit leadinghope.online to get updates, find out more about the Leading Hope community. Kevin, today we continue with a podcast.
Yes.
Which is episode 220. And
two.
You've titled this 220. The best, yes.
Yeah. So
the best.
So we as a church, we've talked about this at length on the podcast. We theme every year. So like we had the year of audacious faith. We had the year of be the unreasonable one. This year is run for the one.
Run for the one.
Is, and I love like kind of
the, I should have worn my other shirt.
The tagline within that of to say like the race marked out for us that we're going to run our race.
Our race.
So, oh, you said that like a pirate.
Our race. That's how, well, we are on a battleship.
Oh, there we go. Is that a new Pirates? I guess technically on a battleship.
What other ship would they be on?
Yeah.
Good. A joy cruise ship?
Good point.
Yeah.
Good point.
Thank you. Would you just try to do like one figure?
No. Nope.
What are you doing over there?
So one of the things I do as part of that is I just kind of, I don't necessarily do it deliberately. It more so happens is I kind of theme my year. And last year I talked about that. I want to theme it in line with the church year, but something that gives me something to hang on to. And so like last year was just the year of hard things.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Like as our church was in unreasonable one, mine was, hey, this is a year of hard things. I'm making really hard decisions. I'm not going through like the pain of lingering in the decision. I'm just going to act on it.
Yeah.
And know I can because it's the year of hard things. So this is, and I don't ever do it like, I want people to feel like, all right, it's January 1st. What's the theme? I got to have a theme. Like it more so as I'm going through the year, I go, this is it, is what this year is.
Yeah.
So like
but
just.
But you're not opposed to that. I mean, you're not.
No, I just wanted people to understand. I'm not like trying to come out with like this super creative theme.
Yeah.
Like it's not like, here's my theme for the year, everybody.
Right.
But I do want to share it if it would be helpful.
Cool.
So like. So the thing I've come to recently is just that this year for me needs to be the year of the best. Yes. And the idea being my realization just in terms of kind of where I'm at in life, with my kids, with our church, all these other things is I'll hear people say like, oh, you need to get better at saying no. I'm not saying they specifically tell me that,
they probably
but like
do.
That, it happens. But like, it's a common thing of like, hey, as you keep going in life, you need to get better at saying no, and to say, I don't necessarily want to get better at saying no. I want to become more strategic about my yes.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, it's inferred, but yeah.
Yeah, but the saying of when people say you need to get better at saying no, it's the elimination of things.
Yeah.
And the clarity that I've had is to say that, so here's
That's
like,
good.
Here's
yeah.
my big idea right here. In any given moment, I can only say yes to one thing. There's only one thing in that moment that I can say yes to. Right now, it's sitting here with you doing a podcast.
Yeah.
That's hopefully helping develop and build leaders across our church, across our community,
yeah.
and across the United States.
Yeah.
And so like, I believe that right now, this is the absolute best investment of my time.
Yeah.
I can only say yes to one thing. And I want to be really strategic that the thing that I'm saying yes to in any given moment is the best yes
yeah.
I could possibly give to anything.
That's good.
And I don't, let me say it like this. As soon as I embrace that, which we're talking like I've been living in this just a little bit of time right now. What it immediately did is it convicted me of all the poor yeses that I'm saying.
Yeah. It's a better way of saying the other thing.
Well, if we say, like, you need to get better at saying no.
Yeah.
Like, there's that, that isn't connected to purpose. It isn't connected to anything. You need to get better at saying no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Well, this comes up. No.
Yeah, right.
What are you going to do instead? Nothing.
Yeah.
It's just no.
Yeah, it's like the glass half full, glass empty thing, which is I want to be on the other side of, because I've made so many best yeses, the no's almost take care of themselves.
Accurate.
Right? Like the no's will be no's almost default because people realize all the incredible yeses that have already taken place or that are in motion at the time.
Yeah.
Like, I get what you're saying.
So let me give you the moments of, like, conviction within it, though, if this is...
Yeah, no, that's helpful.
Is, the other day I get home, I'm working out, Parker comes out, asks me if I want to go throw football with him and his friends.
Shirt or no shirt?
No, he did. I had a shirt on.
No, I knew you did.
He did not.
Sorry.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I did want to clarify that in the moment.
You live in Florida.
Yes, indeed. I was wearing a shirt.
Yeah.
He never is.
Yeah, that's good.
So he's like, do you want to go? Will you throw football? Well, when I say I ask that like in a very adult way of asking it.
Yeah.
Would you like to go throw football with me and my friends? Is like, Dad.
Yeah.
Come throw football with us. Yeah. And I'm working out. And I needed to work out that day. And I said, no. And he like turns out of the garage. He's fine. He goes, plays football. And I thought, in this period of time, the best yes is going and playing with him. I can skip a workout or I can work out once he's already in bed. There is no reason for me to say no to that and yes to this other thing in this moment.
Yeah.
And so, like, that was the conviction in this moment. Also, like, don't even just hear this as, like, productive. Hear this as, like, I was going to get, like, almost poetic, but it's not me.
Ooh.
Okay?
Just do it anyway.
But there's that, like, enjoying the richness of life. No, I feel weird saying that. Enjoying life. Like, to go. Like, how many moments have I just been, like, I've got 20 minutes. I'm just scrolling. Going through, and it like no problem with like intentional connection, other pieces. I'm talking like mindless. I've already gone through my feed. Now I'm in the randomly generated stuff like that.
Yeah,
that people have, and going like, this is not the most enjoyable use of my time right now. No. When I have free time.
No, not at all.
I've got a friend.
What's that like?
Shut up, you're my friend. And his statement was, he said, life is too short to eat bad meals.
Oh, okay.
I was like, what a beautiful way to live. Now, he has a lot more money than I have. And so,
so that's good.
He can skip McDonald's and Wendy's all the time. But like just that as a posture, just to go, life is too short to eat bad meals.
Yeah. I feel like not having a McDonald's Big Mac once a year is not living your best life. But that we can talk about.
But that's
later.
Great though.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. So like.
Yeah.
Then that.
Yeah.
And how often have I like opened up pantry or something like that and just been like, well, I should eat something. None of this sounds good.
Yeah.
But I guess I better eat something.
Hey, don't take a break because you're bored.
Thank you. Thank you. But like what
that's actually a really good application that we didn't talk about.
Exactly.
That's a really good, this is just so you know, we're talking about a podcast last week that we talked about, which anyway.
And what I've also found is not only has it curbed some of my activity, but it's given more significance to the things that I was already doing. That there were things that I was doing almost cuz like it was pre-scheduled cuz I had to do, that now with clarity I've been going, I really enjoy this. And this really matters.
Yeah.
And the thing that had begun to feel a little bit monotonous in routine has now been reinvigorated of just being able to go, like, look at it. We're 220 in.
Yeah.
And to go, the best yes I could give right now is this.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so this is what I'm going to do.
Yeah. Let's just play this out, though, for folks just maybe more applicable, or at least maybe through your lens. You've got a number of things that I don't want to use the word accomplish. Things we have set out to do.
Yep.
This year.
Yep.
How are you going to give? How are you going to motivate either yourself or a people?
Yeah.
To be involved in those things if you're playing football.
Oh, don't hear this as.
I'm not. I'm trying to. Yeah. I want you to navigate.
You want me to walk
those
through
side
it.
Things like.
Yeah.
How does that work?
Per the call that God has placed upon my life.
Yeah.
And the responsibilities that he's given to me. My responsibility is to say yes to the best thing I can in any given moment. The side effect is I have found some things more enjoyable. A side effect is it's made me far more aware of relationships that are present. But like this actually even more so clarifies of to say like, ready?
Yeah.
Answer email, pull it up again, or work on a project that no one's going to see until 9 months later, but I've got to do the groundwork on. What's my best yes? The project. Absolutely. What's the easy yes? Email.
Okay. So the best yes is based on a priority predetermined before you even see the options.
It's not the... Me, that was good. I want to acknowledge that. Like, for me, it's not a... Like, it's how I understand best.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I understand, like, there are things that I'm put here to do. There are things that only I can do. There are responsibilities that I have that I must fulfill. It's not the most fun, yes.
Oh, I don't think... I hope no one's hearing that.
Yeah, it's not the most enjoyable, yes.
Yeah.
In every moment, just give the most enjoyable yes and do that. No. Like... In light of the life that you have, knowing that the time that you have is limited, one of the things I've been increasingly convicted by is that Jim Collins statement where he says the difference between good leadership and great leadership is time well spent.
Yeah.
Not ability, not capacity, not skills, not anything else.
It's good.
Simply how they choose to invest the time that they've been given.
Yeah. Yeah, we're taking the team through a book by Rory Vaden, which is Procrastinate.
You love yourself some Rory Vaden.
I love the book. But he said it's basically so you don't get to manage time. Time is already what it is.
Yep.
You don't. Time management is a myth.
Yep.
It's time.
Yep.
Time is time. And so it's that same concept. So what are you going to do with what you already know you have?
Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah. It's not a. We try to make it a mystery. It's not a mystery. It's here is time. Time
Agreed.
Exists. It is this. You know, 24 hours in a day, right?
Yep.
Blah, blah, blah. Like, go.
Yep.
What are you going to do? And I think that's what you're saying with the best yes is.
Absolutely.
You have to make decisions, and it can't just be based on what I don't want to do. It has to be based around what I actually think is what I'm supposed to be doing with this time that I have allotted.
Yep.
In any given time. You keep saying that, which I explain that because I think that's really important, at least the way I'm hearing it. Explain what you mean about any given moment.
Yeah. In any given moment, my time is going to go somewhere. I am responsible for ensuring it goes to the best thing it possibly can.
Yeah. Do you schedule fun?
Like.
Not celebration. That's different. Fun. With a big F.
I don't know how to answer that because everything I do is fun.
Okay, that's great. That's a great answer.
Like, this is fun.
Yeah.
Like, preaching's fun.
Yeah.
Writing's fun.
Yeah.
Meetings with people who I like are fun. Meetings with people I don't like.
So explain.
Less fun.
I don't want to get off too much, but I think this is super important because we're just down this trail now.
Yeah.
You're doing what you love.
Yes, but also, like, there's a distinction of, it's a lot easier to do what you love when you learn how to love what you do.
Ooh.
Yeah, and I don't mean that to be like this, like, cute, just turn-on phrase.
You used your poetic earlier. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really good, and that's really important. It's super important what you just said.
Yeah, so, like, I love sermon writing. I like playing pickleball with you guys.
Yeah.
I like working out.
Let's be honest, though.
Yeah.
There's days where you don't love it. Like, some of the aspects.
Absolutely.
Okay, and that's what I think people need to hear, because you have taught yourself that that's part of the love.
Absolutely.
To love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's part of the process
right.
of where it needs to be.
I didn't say it like I really wanted to say it, but the concept is...
Yeah, absolutely.
That's good. It's really good. I'm trying to corner the market on the best yes, because it sounds really great, and I love it, and I think we should all adopt that instead of you learning to say no. I love what
correct.
You're, we're leaning into what that really means. Like, how do we do that? How do we actually stop thinking negatively about things and more positively about the things that actually matter?
And I hate that language of you need to learn how to say no.
Right.
I do too. Go, to what?
Yeah.
When? Why? To what limit?
Yeah.
Because there's some people who are like, right? Like, my kids need me engaged. My kids don't need me home every single night from 5 to 10.
Yeah.
They don't.
Right.
Like, and I would actually argue it's worse for them.
Yes.
If I'm there at all times.
Accurate.
Lack of independence, 1,000 other things. And so to go in there, but like sometimes people are like, no, I'm going to prioritize my family. What's that mean?
Yeah.
Like, in the understanding that like season, circumstances, priorities, future vision, all these things change and morph over time. And when people don't adapt to that, they just get stuck and they end up serving their responsibilities worse than they ever did before.
So good. That's powerful. And I think there's a lot of people that are just trying to figure that out.
Yeah.
Like, how do I not always do that thing? Because like you said, everything is changing.
Yep. Yep.
Right? And so you can be defiant and say, not this, not me, not in this season, not in this environment. Or like you said, figure out the way to say yes to the absolute best things.
Yeah.
And I think that's not going to be – I think there's a process that people have to go through to get to that point. It's not just, hey, this podcast – I'm glad that we're doing this podcast because I think it's going to make people think about it differently. But there's got to be – I don't think they will. I really think people will. I am. Just because that's why I kind of was asking you some tough questions at the very beginning. Mm-hmm. So I want people to feel what you're saying, not just to hear it.
And like, this is not, I don't know how to say that. I appreciate the depth that you've pushed this to, because to me, this is not like a cutesy little theme for the year.
Right.
It is
exactly right.
It is a convicting and clarifying question that has already reoriented how I live my life.
Yeah.
And say, in this moment, is this the best possible use of my time? And sometimes, like, so ready, if I could just pull it back to last week on the intensity and just say, sometimes getting up from my work and doing something else to take my mind off it is the absolute best thing I can do.
That's great.
And sometimes re-engaging with a greater level of intensity is the best yes I can possibly give.
So good. So good. You want to leave it there? Is there something?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
No, I think we covered it.
That's good. All right. Thank you guys for listening today. If you're new to the podcast or haven't yet subscribed, it'd mean the world to us if you did that now. Also, post about it, rate and review, or both. You won't believe how that helps get this podcast in the hands of so many more leaders just like you. We love hearing your stories, how the podcast is working in your life and business. If you have a story, visit leadinghope.online and send that to us. We would love to hear from you. And, man, I can tell you this. I'm really going to go this week trying to figure out what the best yes is. I hope you are too. And remember, everyone has 20 minutes to learn to become a better leader. Make it count.